My darling, the carriage awaits. The Duchess herself will be there. But what if he's already in the ballroom, waiting?
Sorry, are we getting off here?
Huh? Oh, no. Next stop.
Lose yourself in a thrilling romanticy story. Think again. Take the train with Southeastern. Choose from our range of tickets. Buy direct from us and pay no booking fees.
Southeastern.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie kind of had a funny little observation and story off the air, and we're like, we got to talk about that on the air. What you got?
Yeah, well, just sitting around my house, like, you know, doing things. I did all the laundry things as far as washing the clothes and then drying the clothes. And then as I sat there, I was like, my gosh, I wish I didn't have to actually like do the hard stuff with the laundry and fold the clothes and put them away, right? I wish I had a button for that. And so it got me thinking, like, what if we all had a button, right? Everybody's got a button, and when you press it, it does something. Like, what does your button do? I just thought that was so interesting. And mine definitely, it doesn't really have to do with the clothes and laundry. I can do that for myself. But mine has to do with food. Do you want to hear what mine is?
Yes, please.
So I think it'd be great if I had a button that when I push it, everything I need to make all of the meals for the week automatically in my fridge. I don't have to go, and I don't mind grocery shopping, but I just think that that's something that takes such a long time and it's such a process. But also, when I have a full fridge and a full, like, cupboards full of food, I feel rich. Like, that feeling to me is one of the best. Like, I have everything I need. I don't have to want for anything. Like, having a full fridge and full cupboards to me is living large.
Well, and as a single guy, like, it's just like living by myself, my fridge is never stocked full. Like,
exactly.
The only time is when I do planned meals with people, and that's the only time ever. Otherwise, it's my sad, you know, single living man with like a Dr. Pepper and a beer from 3 months ago.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes.
So I feel you on that. If I could just get it stocked, I would make so much more,
and
you know?
It makes me feel so good. Like, when I go grocery shopping and I am stock full of everything I need, I will wander back in the fridge just to look at it.
It's
I will.
So beautiful.
I'll open the fridge door and look at it and be like, Katie, you're really doing it. You're doing it.
Good
look
night, butter.
With your full fridge.
You know
and
that
I
book,
just,
that kid's book,
so
Good Night Moon?
Good night,
he's going to write one called Good Night Butter.
I have. So it's
good
just,
night, butter.
It puts the biggest smile
that's
on
good.
My
so that's
face.
What your button's doing.
Automatically makes me
boom.
Happy. So my
full
button,
fridge.
Full fridge. Full cupboards. Yeah.
Phone lines are wide open if you guys would like to call in and tell us. I mean, just have some fun with this. This is kind of ridiculous, right? You got a button right there. It's a big red button on your desk. And boom, every time you hit it, what happens? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Josh, what happens when you hit it?
You know, for me, for me, I think a really good one would be I just click the big red button and automatically my first date is planned, because the first date is so important, right?
Yeah.
It leaves, you know, the first impression, is this guy good or not? Like, I want the most extravagant, fun, first impression ready date. And I just have to hit that big red button and it's like, we're doing blank, 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 all this stuff in a row. And so whoever my first date is with is like, this dude rocks.
This guy can
I would
plan.
Love that.
And you're like, I got a button.
Because there's so much pressure. Well, they wouldn't know about the button.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They wouldn't
keep it
know.
That's a secret button.
It's a quiet button. All right, what would your button do? You got a big red button, and every time you smash it, boom. It's like the whole, what was that, Staples? That was easy.
Yeah, easy button.
A couple that came in on the text line. Somebody says, every time I push it, somewhere in America, a telemarketer gets a flat tire.
Well, that's
pretty
mean.
Funny. That's kind of good. Telemarketers are annoying.
I mean,
boom,
it's their job,
tire.
But whatever.
somebody else said, every time I push it, an aggressive goose appears and chases away whoever I'm talking to.
Okay, geese are mean, dude.
They are mean.
I don't know if I'd wish that on somebody.
John wrote in and says, every time I push it, I would be doing some sort of speech at work and a bald eagle would fly overhead and scream approval.
Now that's fantastic.
That's a weird one.
That is weird.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you guys?
Well, we're super dupes. So you got that big red button. Every time you hit it, what's happening?
My husband disappears.
Oh, no,
Kim.
Kim, how are things at home? Is everything okay?
I love that, Kim.
He just drives me crazy after almost 40 years, you
oh,
know?
Oh, yeah. Get rid of that clown.
I
Get him out of there.
You were sticking to it. You're like, no, I want him gone. It's been way too long.
You do sound like my mom talking about my dad. What's the most annoying thing that he does?
Well, he doesn't communicate. I mean, that's been like that for 40
years. Typical guy.
Typical guy. You know, and I'm just supposed to know exactly where he's at and what he's doing. And I'm just, you know, and then he just expects me to magically know everything he's thinking and talking about.
Well, at this point, shouldn't you? I mean, don't you read his mind now at this point?
Well, sometimes. But not always.
Yeah.
And
that's not your job, Kim.
And then he snores.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he won't do anything about it.
I bet he's got a big red button that he can hit, and it would stop all your nagging at him. That's what I bet.
Well, he always says if I don't like it, I can leave. And I'm like, I'm still here.
Yeah,
so
you're like, don't tempt me.
I know, but then I always tell him it'll cost him more. Colorado's a 50-50 state. Right.
There you go.
Kim, thank you for the laughs. We appreciate you calling in. A couple more on the text line. Somebody says, every time I hit my button, a raccoon is going to appear, and he'll hand me a lottery ticket.
That's what I need.
He's like the little raccoon from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mama needs to win the lottery.
Every time I hit the button, one random person is going to start craving a baked potato and have no idea why. Okay, that's
amazing.
Funny. Ed wrote in, it says, every time I hit the button, it's going to change my voice to Morgan Freeman's voice for 1 hour. That's pretty good, too. These are ridiculous. Hi, Debbie.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your big red button going to do?
Okay, so picture this. You get up in the morning, you go to your closet, you push the button, and you are automatically dressed in the perfect outfit for the occasion for the day. And not only is it the perfect outfit, it fits perfectly. You don't even have to, like, suck your gut in to button your pants.
Yeah. You don't have a front butt at all.
Oh, my God. That's going to make your whole day
really
better, Debbie.
What are you wearing today, Debbie?
So much better. Well, I walk dogs for work, so I'm just wearing shorts and a tank top.
Oh, yeah. You definitely need the button. You need the button, Debbie. That's a good one. Thank you very much for calling in. Do I have any more I want to read you? Somebody says the button would cause my dog to narrate his thoughts for 5 minutes. That one's unique.
That one's cute.
I kind of narrowed mine down. I had a few I was thinking. Like, this is the total dad one. Boom, I hit the button, and the lawn is mowed and done, and I don't have to think about it, you know,
beautiful.
For the week, which is, I'm starting to get to that point.
Perfectly,
you
know? Edged, perfectly trimmed.
The lines.
You know,
criss-cross.
We got a really good one from Maddie that I loved. I didn't even think about this, but she says she would put the button in her car, and every time that there's a red light ahead of her,
she can
press that bad boy, automatically turns green. I like that one
a
lot.
It's like what the police officers and firefighters have. They have that thing that can change the lights. The other one I was thinking of is, boom, I hit it and instantly full tank of gas.
Which is good, especially right now.
Does it take the money out of your account, though?
No, it's just boom. And you watch the little thing go, and you get full gas. That's a pretty solid button. The other one, since we have one today, you hit it and you get to skip meetings. That's really good. Shout out. Hi, Big Rob. I'd hit the button. But the one I think I settled on, and it's so hard to find the most perfectly ripe avocado. Because you go to make a salad and you want the avocado, and it's always too hard or it's gone total squish. I want the avocado to appear every time I hit the button that is perfectly ripe. The most perfect avocado.
That's what you're going with?
I think so.
That's kind of lame.
You don't like that, Kitty?
I thought you would have went bigger than that, but okay, avocado dreams. I get it.
Why you gotta crush my
I'm
avocado
sorry,
dreams?
I just want Katie to be supportive.
Yeah, I just.
Well,
I'm
you
sorry.
Stare at butter in your fridge.
I know, but I've got a whole fridge full of food. Like,
no, I just want an avocado.
Avocados and more in my fridge, but you just want one ripe avocado.
That's I want every time.
Wow.
Why are you hating on my
it
button
It must be
push?
Good to be you if that is your one concern in life is ripe avocados. Like, hats off to you, homie.
I just wanted one avocado.
Okay, like you can have it. There you go, button. Doom.
Where do you get those avocados,
Jared? I'm sorry.
There it is.